Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Evidently, people who listen to AFR are liking Stacy on the right in the afternoons here on American Family Radio. It's a new show we've added to our lineup, which I knew you would like it. If you listen to Stacy, you're going to enjoy her program. She is really good. It comes on right after Brian Fisher. Brian airs at 1:05 to 2, and then from 2:05 after the news to 3, Stacy on the right comes on. Then Alex and Bert, then Tony Perkins, then Abraham Hamilton III, who's
strong lineup.
Walker's filling in for this week. Abraham Hamilton III. Yeah, it's a great, strong lineup of good. And these people are all well versed in worldview and the Bible and the Constitution, and they know what's going on. But give Stacy a listen this afternoon again at 2:05 Central Time. The new show here on American Family Radio, week one of Stacy's show. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Walker Wildman, and you are listening to what we hope is part of that strong lineup, and that is a show we call Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. We're here 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time each weekday on American Family Radio. And yes, I know that it's 10:05 is technically not what it is. It's 10:05. O is a letter, not a number. We understand that. But if you say 10:05, people think you're military or something.
Right.
So, it's 10:05. Good morning, Steve Jordahl.
Good morning. Even the military say 0800.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they sure do.
That's my information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm well. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to get to the stuff you're bringing to the table here momentarily. But before we do, we want to get an update from. We're going to go live to our bureau in West Monroe, Louisiana, where our AFR bureau correspondent Tim Todd is standing by. Good morning, Tim.
Tim, good to hear from you, and excited about what is taking place at this time, and greetings from your bureau in West Monroe, Louisiana.
Glad to have you reporting live from there. That's where your home offices are for Revival Fires Ministries, right?
Yes. This is where our home office headquarters is, and we are live with you right now.
Is that where you ship the Truth for Youth Bibles from?
Yes, it is, all over the country.
So are they in the warehouse back there? You got a warehouse or something?
Yes, we do, and we ship them in a container at a time, and sometimes two containers, and a container holds 50,000, and then I get about 40 strong men from strong churches in this area, and we come together and unload those Bibles. You know, when they come in a container, they don't have the gate that comes down and just drops them. You've actually got to take them out of the container. They give you 2 hours to do it, so I usually get about 40 people together, and we go to it.
That's a biblical number, 40.
Yes,
that
that's right.
You get together. Hey, what you need to do is make a YouTube or make a with your cell phone or something. Make a video of you going to the warehouse and showing folks the Bibles, and we'll put it up on AFR.
Excellent, good idea.
Let's do it. That's why I'm here, Tim. That's why the board keeps me. I have
that's
ideas
right.
like
that's
that
right.
all the time. They come to me even in the dentist chair. But anyway. Hey, yeah. So let me ask you this, Tim. For those who are maybe new listening to AFR or who have heard us but have not called yet, make the offer that we're offering today, because this is something we do annually. It's sort of our back-to-school spiritual program, for lack of a better expression. But you help facilitate this. You raise the money for this during the year when you go out and speak as you travel the country, because you're an evangelist, and you take offerings and you tell people, hey, this goes to buying the Bibles that we give out on American Family Radio the first week in August every year. And we usually get around 60,000. But who is this? Who should call your offices today to get these free Bibles?
Parents or grandparents of young people, grades 6 through 12, so about teenager age, that will commit to give the Truth for Youth Bible. It's a New Testament with comic stories in the front section that deal with the truth about things that young people are up against on a regular basis, just hard-hitting issues that they need to know the truth about, that will commit to give the Bible to somebody in their school that is not serving the Lord.
That's it? That's that easy?
Yes, and okay. No strings attached.
Okay.
The Bible is free. One Bible per teenager per household. So if they've got five teenagers in the house, we'll send them five Truth for Youth Bibles free of charge. And, of course, you know, we've got the Engage wristband, number six. And it all promotes life. Of course, the Word of God, as well as these wristbands, they promote life and light in darkness. And we're seeing tremendous things take place as a result of it. And we have phenomenal testimonies from young people that have been saved as a direct result of
getting
a copy of the Truth for Youth
Bible. Give us one of those examples. Well, give the phone number first.
Yes.
Call. And this call. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The phone number for them to get the free Bible is 1-800-733-4737. One more time, that number is 800-733-4737. No strings attached. One free Bible per teenager per household that will commit to give it to their friends in school that are not saved.
All right, give us one example of how a young person has come to know Christ because of this Bible.
And I'm going to read this. It's really short, but it's phenomenal. This is from Tiffany, right around the corner from you in Amory, Mississippi. Says, thank you for coming to our school and sharing Jesus with us. My life is totally different. God used the Truth for Youth Bible to change my heart. I had not been to church much in a really long time. I got involved in playing guitar for a rock band and started drinking and doing drugs. When I started reading the comics in the Truth for Youth Bible, I couldn't put it down. The comics are really cool. My life is really messed up until I read this book. I gave my life to Jesus. Now God has helped me to stop drinking and doing drugs. I go to church every chance I get. I'm now playing guitar for a Christian band at our church. I heard you on American Fan the Radio, and now we are giving Bibles away in our school too.
Praise God.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Isn't that great?
That is
awesome.
So powerful. And that young person, she took the time to write you. It was a she, right?
Mm-hmm.
She took the time to write you this note. That is so awesome. It's so edifying for us here at AFR to know that God used us as a vehicle to get this message out. Well, give that number again for people who can call and get the free Bible or Bibles. And how much if I want to order a box of 50, for example?
If you get a box, they're 800. I'm sorry, I'm about to give the toll-free number. A box of 50, a case of 50 Bibles, you can get them at my cost for only $2 each. 50 Bibles is $100, and we encourage youth groups and Bible clubs to get those and to help us on a large, on a big basis to help us take back what the devil has stolen from our young people.
What's the number again?
800-733-4737.
All right, go make that video for us so we can put it up on our website.
I sure will, Tim.
Remember, it was a great idea. Remember that great idea I had a few minutes ago?
Yes, a phenomenal idea.
Thank you. I'm embarrassed. All right. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
All right.
It's like an echo in here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, just to laud me like that on live national radio.
Must be embarrassing.
You know, it's, you know, try to keep your humility, but it makes it hard. Good morning, Steve Jordahl.
Good morning.
How are you, brother?
I'm well. It's a good day outside.
All right, let's go.
There continues to be negotiations between President Trump's team and the Mueller investigation. It's interesting to see this go through. We've had over the last couple of days reports of they have rejected an offer, and then they are talking about it, and then we've sent back emails and letters flying back and forth between the two sides. I think as it stands now, the president's team is saying that we have some very specific conditions, but there's a chance that there is going to be some kind of dialogue between President Trump and the Mueller investigation. But everybody else who's a lawyer says, don't do it. And in fact, we have here, this is Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert on Fox's, talking to Harris Faulkner from Fox News Channel about what he would recommend to the president.
They would do anything to find something to indict him for. They will twist anything he says, no matter how he says it, and try to make it into an indictment. And from Mueller's standpoint, okay, mm-hmm. so he can't accept the terms. Then he's fighting the president, saying, you're obstructing, you're hiding. So they're fighting over a subpoena, and that affects the election. Mueller would love it. There are questions in a deposition that you can say, we're not answering that, and then you go litigate it to the judge. Again, Mueller would love that. It drags it out even longer, keeps him spending millions of dollars, and creates more political trouble for Republicans and the president.
And the Mueller team has said, this is Jay Sekulow, his lawyer, one of his lawyers, says that if you asked 100 lawyers, you'd have 100 lawyers say, don't sit down for an interview. Sekulow says he's not going to let the president walk into a perjury trap. Giuliani, though, keeps putting out these messages saying, well, maybe we're negotiating.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Trump's counsel, led by Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, and Jay Sekulow, I think they're going to make the right decision here. I know at times they've kind of signaled openness to an interview, but at the end of the day, I think they'll make the right decision, which is not to sit down with Mueller, because all he's interested in as a perjury trap, and he's going to ask questions that he already knows the answer
well,
to.
Well, and as he was saying, as Louie Gohmert was saying, the whole point, this is political, not legal.
Right.
So the whole idea is that Mueller and the Democrats on his team, the attorneys on his team that are Democrats, they win if they can just indict the president.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they can prove anything. Mm-hmm. All they want to see in the media is Trump indicted by Mueller.
Yeah.
And then that could swing November elections, could derail his reelection campaign for 2020 as this thing drags out. It is a lose-lose proposition, even if the president is completely innocent.
Yeah, and
because
even
this
if
is
they,
political,
even
not legal.
Even if they don't indict him, just the headline that says Trump misleads prosecutors,
yes,
or Trump lies to prosecutors, that headline would be just as damaging.
Right.
All
right. That's all I got to say about that.
I don't have anything to add.
There's the answer. If you're listening, Mr. President, there's your answer.
Normally I would, but I don't.
And Mr. President, if you need to hear a little bit more from me, you just have, you know, one of your guys call my guys. Not that I actually have
your
guys.
It's like the mob.
Yeah.
Call my guy.
Is that the first thing you thought of,
yeah,
Walker, was mob?
Yeah.
The mob? I was talking about like my staff, but I don't actually have staff.
I think you're being culturally insensitive right there, Walker.
Yeah, Ed, I just associate Ed with the mob.
Well, just say it out loud, why don't you? Just his Italian heritage equals,
yes,
mob. Yeah. What do you call it? Is it when you culturally appropriate?
Well, he wasn't appropriating. He was
inappropriate.
Yeah.
Inappropriating. Culturally inappropriating.
Well, anyway.
Oh,
all
that's
right,
too funny.
Steve, next up.
We are learning more, sadly, about this gentleman named Nicholas Cruz. He was the shooter down in Parkland, Florida, that shot those students at Marjorie Douglas Stoneman. And
he was a fellow student.
He was a fellow student.
Yeah.
And what we're learning, the police have just yesterday released a couple hours worth of their video of their interview of him after the shooting. And there are now allegations that he's been having some mental problems. He said he was hearing voices when they weren't in the room. It has pictures. The video shows him punching himself in the face. I brought in some audio of him before the attack. He had posted some stuff on Facebook. I want you to just listen to this. The detachment that you can hear, just the cold. He's planning, and he knows he's going to go.
Do we need to warn anybody about this?
No, there's nothing in here that's graphic. It's just him boasting about what he's going to be doing.
My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018. My goal is at least 20 people with an AR-15 and a couple trace rounds. I think I can do a good done. Location is Stone Douglas in Parkland, Florida. So here's the plan. I'm going to go take an Uber in the afternoon before 2:40. From there, I'll go into the onto school campus, walk up the stairs, load my bags, and get my AR and shoot people down at the main, was it the main courtyard? Await. And people will die. All the kids in school will run in fear and hide. From the wrath of my power, they will know who I am.
Well, that clearly does away with his insanity plea if he's pleading insanity.
Yeah,
right.
Huh?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
He is clear. He's thinking. When I say thinking clearly, he's not. He's not talking about space aliens or...
No, he's calculating. Right.
Yeah, he's calculating. He's cold. And he's got this planned out.
In a similar video, there was videos released from his device, and then there's videos released from the jail.
Right.
With the interrogation.
Right.
And the investigator said, you know, talking about the voices in his head, what he's hearing, and eventually the shooter admits to the voices are himself. He's talking to himself internally. And so he admits, yeah, it was me. I mean, that was me telling me to hurt people.
Yeah. Well, you know enough to make a video recording of this message, and then you make sense. That was perfectly clear what he, you know, but the chilling part was he's talking about murdering 20-plus people, and he's talking about it like he's going down to Subway to get a roast beef sandwich.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go down to Subway and get me a...
Yeah.
It was that kind of a... Callous.
Completely dispassionate. Yeah. There's no
about
no emotion.
Yeah.
And he's talking about 20 students.
The part at the end where he says, they'll know my wrath, that's the classic, from what I understand, the classic notoriety thing. I'm going to make my name known.
Right.
This is why people do stuff like this, because they feel...
Ego. He wants his ego stroked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't have any sympathy for the guy, but... To give a little backgrounder here to show that the results of broken families, the shooter had a very troubled life as a child. His dad, I think both his mom and dad passed away.
Yes.
And a lot of didn't have really anybody take him in, and so he was kind of out there to make it on his own, and all of that instability, you know, added up.
Sure. Yeah, it's no excuse. But it may help us understand a reason why he behaved the way he did.
Yeah.
A reason. It's incomprehensible what he did.
An explanation.
An explanation, I guess, why he may have been.
Yeah, and to show that you know, having a stable home life is important. Don't know, having both mom and dad at home is important.
So it's demonic because why, you know, I would ask the question, because you don't have parents, why does that lead you to kill other people? That, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why don't you do something else?
Well, and to the cold, calculating nature of his explanation, you know, the Bible does talk, you know, about people who are demonically possessed, but it also mentions instances in which the devil fills someone's heart for a short time.
Yeah.
And so a person doesn't have to be foaming at the mouth to be heavily influenced demonically.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. You want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. We are live video streaming this show on Today's Issues Facebook or Today's Issues YouTube. And you can keep listening to AFR throughout the day on the radio or on our app, American Family Radio app, where you can listen to AFR anywhere you go, as long as you have high-speed internet. Steve, next story.
Things heating up in the Middle East and Israel right now, between Israel and the Palestinians, particularly
in Gaza,
in the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
So since Wednesday, according to the Times of Israel, over 150 rockets and mortar shells have been launched at Israeli communities, injuring 19, one of them critical. Israel has responded by striking 12 Hamas terror sites, including a factory used to manufacture tunnels and a maritime terror tunnel shaft. And the IDF is recommending, military officials in Israel are recommending that communities near the Gaza Strip might want to evacuate. They say they're expecting war, battle, another
war.
Uprising.
Well, the Israelis could crush the Palestinians if they wanted to, because they're in the Gaza Strip I'm talking about.
Right, right.
So they're probably holding back, you know what I'm saying?
Well, this amid all the charges that Israel is at the United Nations and around the world, and certainly among liberals here, that Israel is the aggressor here, it just never pans out
with
the facts.
And something we need to remember, too, is some people say, well, there's not that many Israelis hurt. What some people don't understand is that some of these rockets that are being shot into Israel are being taken out by the Iron Dome, which is their kind of air defense capability. I'm not sure technically how that works, but
I'm not,
more rockets could have landed and hurt more Israelis.
The Iron Dome, I think, is probably better used for missiles that might be coming from Iraq or in from Syria. I don't know that the stuff that they lob from the Gaza Strip gets high enough for the dome.
Well, I read this morning that they said they had been taking stuff out.
Here's the thing, that Gaza Strip is isolated, basically, away from population centers of Israel, so that these Palestinians, you know, the terrorists, the Hamas, they're launching these things. They're not high-powered, missiles. They're rockets, and they're so that's the reason. They're not reaching Jerusalem. They're not reaching Tel Aviv, for example. But you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Next story, Steve.
Why don't we end with a college in Davidson College in North Carolina, where the teachers are allowing students to pick their own grades. I wonder how many of them are saying,
what happened?
I want to see.
I missed this by 30 years.
I know.
I knew it would happen.
This is a literature class at Davidson College. This fall we'll have contract grading, allowing students to pick ahead of time their grade for the class and the work they want to accomplish to pass it. So the offer was posed by Professor Melissa Gonzalez for her Introduction to Spanish Literature and Culture course. She's one of several professors across the nation who allow this pick-your-own-grade method, and it's being billed as one of the new trends in grading.
I wonder if that'll work in medical school.
Yeah.
And this is funny because I'm reading from the collegefix.com that's reporting this story.
Yes.
It says that this approach by several professors, billed as a way to eliminate the student-professor power differential.
Yeah, we don't want that,
It's ridiculous how the left uses this kind of language. Mm-hmm. These professors have power over the students, so we want to remove that. We let the students pick their own grades.
I missed that 40, one too.
4 years too late.
I wish I could pick my own score in golf. I wouldn't even go out. I'd just say, hey, I hit 500 par.
Didn't
even go. It's more insanity from the left. They're just, every day, something crazier from the political left here in this country because their ideas don't make any sense.
They're out of touch with reality.
No common sense involved in that. Thank you, Steve Jordahl.
My pleasure.
Ed Tagliano and your other personality. Thank you, Ed.
Me, myself, and I, and the rest of us, we thank you. Right back.
Walker, are you going to be on for A this afternoon?
I will.
5:05 Central Time?
That's right.
All right. Thanks to Brent Creeley for his production of this program. Have a great day, everybody. Keep listening to AFR.